City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
And you're listening to Windy City Queer Cast. This is show number 121. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
Hi.
Hi, we're calling from the north side. We're in my house.
Yeah, we're in your studio.
We're in my studio.
Yeah, getting you ready with the Skype, teaching you the Skype.
I'm loving it, you know. I'm loving that I am, you know, my friend Di would be very proud because she's always been my Macintosh service guru. And now you are becoming my guru.
I am your guru.
Peter.
Only for technical stuff.
So you got the iPhone.
I did.
Fuck you.
I did.
It's so super sexy and cool.
I did. I couldn't help it.
I get this email from Peter today about recording today. And it's, you know, it's a very short little email because he's at work. He's very professional. He's not going to sit there and write me paragraphs. He writes me a short little email. At the bottom, it says, sent from my iPhone.
Wait,
I was of course it is.
Right.
Because you said you were going to do it. You've done it within 24 hours.
And that's the automatic signature that comes with it. And I think that Steve Jobs made sure that was in there as a little fuck you to all the to the BlackBerry users.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get the BlackBerry emails and sent from my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was sent from my iPhone, bitches.
Understand.
Yeah, it's very sexy. It's very sexy technology. I was,
Now, you got up and found out that they had them available downtown Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Actually, shockingly enough, I just went to the Singular store a block from my work.
Oh, wow.
I just walked over there in the morning. They opened at 9. I was there at 9:02. And I had my laptop in hand, and I said, hey, do you have any iPhones? He said, 4 gig or 8 gig? I said, why 8 gig? He said, why, yes. Boom, boom, boom. Lickety-split, it was done. I then walked across the street to the Cozy, because I had my laptop. Cozy, everywhere in the city. If you don't know this, is a great thing. Cozy has free Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
So I went, and I got one of those square bagels. You know they have square bagels at the Cozy in the morning? I got a square bagel, and I got some iced tea. And as I was eating my bagel and sipping my iced tea, I activated my iPhone right there and then. Transferred over from my Razor, transferred the number. It took 10 minutes, and I was making phone calls. I synced it up. All my phone numbers came up in it as soon as I synced it with my iTunes. It was brilliant. And I haven't stopped playing with it. I just don't you like touching it? I like touching it.
It's very sexy to touch.
It's very
lesbian, the way you have to touch it.
You have to rub it and stroke it.
You have to rub it with your finger.
What did Margaret Cho say in her skit, spelling the letter of your alphabet while you're eating pussy?
Yeah.
That's
exactly right.
Right.
You're diddling the skit all day long, Peter
Maverick. All day long. What's your favorite letter?
So now, you know, in I love hand-me-downs. So what are you doing with your Razor? Because I don't even have a Razor. Or
right.
is the fact that these phones now can only be whatever your carrier is?
No. Well, the iPhone can only work on AT&T.
Right.
We know that.
They should give us money since we're talking about
that. Yeah, right. Hello, Steve Jobs, AT&T, you listen, I could use the discount. But actually, my sister has dibs on the Razor.
There you go. Well,
so,
as long as it's getting handed down and not thrown into a drawer.
Because
that our landfills are going to be filled with cell phones, and that's really just it.
Yeah. Well, there are, surprisingly enough, the minute I activated the iPhone, I got an email from AT&T that said, hey, you transferred your number. What are you doing with your old cell phone? If you don't have anything to do, mail it to this address, and we'll pay the postage.
Oh, wow.
So they're actually, I thought that was really cool. That just sort of happened out of the blue. That really kind of shocked me. And I was like, that's kind of a responsible thing to do. I think that's
pretty
damn awesome.
But you wouldn't need any money for it. They just want it back.
No, they would just take it. Yeah, they would just take it. But presumably they would reclaim the batteries, probably recondition it. I mean, turn around and sell it, sure. But
yeah.
But still, I thought that was a cool thing that they noticed that something in the system triggered and said, he just got rid of one phone, or we want that.
Yeah, see, I haven't even graduated to the Razr.
But when I bought
this phone, I really love this phone. I have a Ryzen, and mine's a Motorola, but it does what I need it to do. I mean, I'm due for a new phone in October, and I sadly cannot have the iPhone, but it would be too much phone for me.
It would be way too much
tech gadget for me, and probably much more expensive than what my plan to be, because I already pay, like, $90 a month, and I don't want to pay more than that.
No, this is actually only $60 a month.
How many minutes?
450.
Oh, no. See, I got to have a lot more minutes.
Oh, but see, you do a lot more business on your cell phone. I have a family talk plan, so my father and my mother share. We all share together.
You're
still
a good family boy.
Yeah, I take care of my parents with the cell phone. But actually, yeah, I switched it over to my number. I did not have to change my rate plan, and all I had to do was pay an extra $20 for the service, which is funny because the media net, they called it, on the Razr, I had that anyway. So it was... I didn't have to change anything about my
rate plan. Now, are these Bluetooth? I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. And it's Wi-Fi.
Do they have a headset for them?
Yeah. There's many that link up to it. My existing one for my Razr worked just fine.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a problem with it. A lot of people were reporting issues with syncing their Bluetooth gadgets, and mine is fine. So touch wood, I'm good. But
you're
always
touching wood. Stop touching wood.
Touch my wood every morning and every
evening.
From the early morning
to the helps you sleep and wake up.
It's her.
It's the fundamentals.
It's the way to start and finish off the day.
I agree.
Finish off something.
Peter, you and I agree.
Absolutely. You have to wake up with sex and go to bed with sex. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? It's good that way. But, you know, I recommend that if you haven't played with the iPhone, go to Apple and touch it. Because it will, you just touch it. Go to the Apple Store and touch it. Once you touch it, you may catch the buzz.
Mm.
And I just did a whole review of it on Chicagoist. If you go to Chicagoist.com and you look up Peter Maverick, you can find my little review of it. And there are people flaming me now. They're like, what? How could you fucking idiot. How could you spend so much fucking money on a phone? I was like, well, you know what? I love me. It's my half birthday almost. So.
It's your half birthday almost.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If you know a technical gadget will be something you will utilize all the time, and how you utilize a phone, I can only imagine with your email, with your phone, with your music, you have all of that. You know, I don't even have a very sophisticated iPod, but I don't use it that much.
Right.
So, because I have a car and I don't commute a ton and if I do, I usually don't want things in my ears. I don't want to listen to music. So, you know, it's a great gadget for you. It's like meet with my
TiVo. With your TiVo, exactly. It's the same thing.
And it was
thing.
Absolutely invaluable. That one time I pay this fee and for life,
done.
And I've got it,
and it's done.
I'm going to be happy for many, many, many years, I'm sure, with it.
Me too. I'll be sad when the new advanced versions of the iPhones come out, but that's okay.
That's okay.
I literally have, though, I honestly have been saving. I've had a little fund set aside. I've been saving since they announced it in January.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was coming.
Yeah. This is like me getting a new laptop that actually has letters on the keys because I have some sort of weird freaky acid in my hands.
You have like the balding laptop.
I have the worst laptop in the world.
It's got alopecia.
It does. It's so sad. It's so sad.
It's so freaky to see.
You're doing that, and I am desperate to see Harry Potter this weekend. So
is it coming out this weekend?
I think it actually already opened.
Is this Harry Potter 6000? How many are there? What number is it? Five? Seven?
Five.
Five?
Is that right?
I've only seen one. Isn't that terrible?
No, really?
I've only seen one.
No, this is five. Five? I can't remember. It's got to be five.
I saw the first one when Hermione didn't have boobs. Now she's got like D's. Oh,
she's so cute. I'm so excited. Well, yeah, and you've got your, you know, Harry Potter is the Harry Potter when we saw him in Equus.
Yeah.
You know, he's a fine specimen of a boy.
Pictures online are quite pretty. I think a handful of them are doctored, but he's pretty.
Well, I'm going to go see that this weekend.
Harry Potter is Harry.
I've got to see Harry's Potter. I'm hoping that people want to go see Harry.
I still haven't seen the Transformer movie, and I really do want to see it.
See, I miss the Transformer whole thing. I don't know if I am born exactly in the years that, like, I mean, I wouldn't have really cared because I'm a girl and I was a girly girl. But,
A girly girl.
I'm a girly girl. But I don't know if there was, like, this period of Transformers that just were uninteresting to me. And maybe I'm just a little too old.
No, I think you missed it by about 5 or 6 years.
Probably.
Because what was the last toy that you really got into and played with? Fire? No, I'm kidding.
Something from Tulip. That's my dog.
Did you, right?
Hi, Nella, come here.
Did you have like one of those things you put on your ankle and spun around and jumped over?
Oh, yeah, the lemon thing.
Yeah.
I loved the lemon thing.
Yeah, so that was pre-Transformer. That was
definitely pre-Transformer.
What was the toy?
I don't even know.
Were you Connect Four? You were Connect Four.
I was Connect Four and Light Bright, and Light Bright is ancient. That makes
right,
it just
like,
makes me think ancient. I was a board game person, so honestly.
So do you remember the last board game you got as a gift?
God, no. Mine were all the old classic ones, you know, Monopoly and
Othello.
Life and Othello. No, I don't know.
You never played Othello?
Masterpiece was my favorite, or Clue.
Clue, I loved Clue.
Risk. I don't know. I guess I was just not a big toy person. No. I was kind of a big and music and albums, and I was really into that. I didn't play with a lot of toys. I don't remember.
You were probably a tween by the time Transformers got big, and then you wouldn't have...
Yeah, mine was like Atari. Like, the last toy I remember playing with was Atari, and the very first ColecoVision is what I had.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo. That was the first Nintendo that had Donkey Kong.
About 6 or 7 years after all that came Transformers.
All right, so I missed it.
So, yeah,
but you're going to see Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, because he's a handsome man. But I want to see it out in London, but I'm afraid it's going to be like $30 to see a freaking movie in Piccadilly Circus out there. It's crazy. It's crazy. But yes, I'm just on the cusp of
go
leaving.
Go see some theater while you're in London.
You know what? I'm trying to find tickets now, and it's so hard.
Well, just go there.
Not to
go
mention,
there and ask
it's
around.
$180 for a seat.
So what is the difference? What is the dollar over there?
2.2.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. This is why I'm probably going to be eating like Wheat Thins. No, I'll be eating fine on the bank and everything, because it is a business trip and I will have an expense account. But yes, it is. I mean, a 90-pound theater ticket is $180.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really freaking expensive.
Isn't that crazy how crazy the exchange rate?
Well, you know,
Starbucks
probably,
is £4. That's $8.
Well, there's probably a lot of stuff there, though, that you can see that maybe not be right on the West End that might be really interesting and innovative. But I want to live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
And because I am seriously planning my London trip now, because I have to go see Bad Girls the Musical. And for all you lesbians out there, badgirlsthemusical.com. Their new website is so super cool.
Yeah.
And it's moving to the West End. So it's very, very exciting.
The kitties. It up and is looking at us.
My kitty cat.
She's so pretty.
She flips her little ears and they make bat sounds. They're like.
There's actually a bunch of art galleries we're going to try and go to, because you usually don't have to pay and they ply you with wine and cheese to buy expensive art. But there's this cool thing. It's called the.
Isn't that funny that artists do that?
Yeah.
They're like, if I get you drunk enough, you'll buy my piece of art.
Right. Absolutely.
And they hope that you don't have a regret theory the next morning.
Right.
You know.
No returns. Right. No refunds. No exchanges. But there's this thing these techno artists built called the gas organ, and it's a bunch of giant tubes with blowtorches underneath, and they fire off the blowtorches and make music with it.
Oh, wow.
So that's very London to me. That's very, you know, pushing cutting edge kind of crazy stuff. So I saw a gas organ and thought, what is it, like a cock that farts, or what is this? It's like weird, but it was delightful. So
what would that be called, a cock that farts?
I don't know.
You know.
Spotted dick is pudding with raisins in it. So yeah, I have to remember all my British isms and stuff. So bangers and mash, bubble and squeak, all these nasty foods. And you can't ask for bacon out there, because if you ask for bacon, you get Canadian bacon. So you have to ask for crispy bacon.
Crispy bacon.
Then you get American bacon.
Ah.
And it's not even crispy. It's just that
American
kind of bacon.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, you know, my I stay really connected to the British through BBC America.
Absolutely.
Not only through Bad Girls.
Me and Dame Judy. We're tight.
Yes, you and Dame Judy. But definitely my new series of The Footballer's Wives, Joan Collins, has now entered the cast. Yes, it's very fun. And Tanya Turner has this hot new Brazilian footballer, soccer player, as we would call him.
Footy
player. Who's very young and very hot, and his partner or lover is Joan Collins, which is just steaming old blonde Tanya to death, and it's very fun. I'm having such a good time this year. It's back to the good stuff. So if you're watching the old Footballers Overtime, which was the new Footballers Wives is back like the original, and it's fabulous. So watch it. And also, Cagney and Lacey are on tonight, so people will probably have missed this, but you can look at it again on the Graham Norton Show. I'm so excited to see Graham Norton interview Cagney and Lacey, Tyne Daly and Sharon Gloss.
But they're not doing anything, Cagney.
They
Why
just
are they
released
on the, show?
The DVD, so
oh,
they've
okay.
been doing the circuit.
So that's
the And you know, we love the Cagney and Lacey here in my household.
Absolutely.
We love them.
Religiously, I DVR'd them, and I've seen them all now. So
see, we DVR them too, but we just love the theme song. It makes Kelly and I like, get up, you know.
Such good, like, late 80s theme songishness.
It keeps the lesbian's mouth quality in good.
Oh my goodness.
Just hum a little song. Hum a little song, ladies. If you're listening to this and you've never really. That's right. If you're listening to this and you've never really explored lesbianism and you're like, I think I want to, but I don't know what to do, hum a little tune. It always helps. It's Amy's tip of the week.
I once messed around with a guy who insisted that I mold tinfoil on his balls and hum on it.
Well, there you go. We've never tried tinfoil, Kelly. Maybe we should try that tonight.
Try some tinfoil. But I mean, you have to be careful because if you bend it, it has sharp corners and it has bad news for that.
Oh,
but yes,
God.
He insisted.
I've never heard of such a thing, but that's why I have a queer cast.
But I have to tell you.
So hopefully I hear that from you or
from
listeners.
You don't want any metal fillings close to the front of your mouth because the metal hit the tinfoil and I freaked out. I was like, ah!
Oh, dear God.
You don't want to do that. So it causes some static electricity inductance. Bullshit.
And you're already creating static electricity if you're in bed with Peter Maverick. That's what I'm saying about that. Pod snap!
Right there. Well, I had the good fortune today earlier to stop at the center on Hall. Instead.
It's really great. I haven't explored all of it, but we've got to do that. When you get back, you and I,
absolutely.
We need to like take
go in there with the camera.
Let's record and show the world how awesome our center is.
It kind of goes on forever, too.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And
I love the party deck outside up top.
I haven't been up top.
Gorgeous.
I've only been on
the theater.
Floor.
It's great.
But it's funny that you bring that up because there's an event that they're going to be having. So I was poking around on the Center on Halstead's website and I saw this group called SAGE, and it's called Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Elders.
Yep.
And you know, one of my things has always been to worry about the babies and worry about the older people in our community.
Yeah.
Because those are sort of the fringe populations, right? Most of us.
It's interesting. There's a retirement community now in Santa Fe.
And it's GLBT. All GLBT.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
And I was like, thank God. Why don't we have one of those around here? Maybe we do. And I'm ignorant of the fact maybe in Michigan or Indiana around the dunes or areas.
But the reality is that's something you never hear about, right? This is something you never hear. In fact, you don't even know if we
lost a whole generation.
Right.
I mean, an enormous part of a male generation.
But we're not now.
Right.
And we're you know, a lot of people are out there. And one of the things, and Serena does a much better job of talking about this. I talked with Serena Worthington, the director of SAGE at the Center on Halstead. And one of the things she said was that it's so amazing that people have this fallacy that elderly queer people have money.
Yeah.
And she said, we need to stamp out that rumor now. And I'm reiterating
it now.
We
don't get Social Security from our partners, so we lose all that federal
benefits,
money.
We don't get it.
This has always been my big thing, that the reason they don't want gays to marry and make us full citizens is financial, folks.
Sure.
I am sorry. People cloud stuff and being religious all the time, and I am not saying that there are people, but the decision makers, the people in our government who are against it, I am telling you, it is financial. And I am just charging Susie Orman to take the lead on this and expose this because it is financial.
We need to call her. We need to have her on the program and have her what to do. So I had the good fortune to sit down briefly with Serena and talk about it. And speaking of which, we talk about it in the show, and it's going to be in the show notes, but I want to mention it now, that they're having, on Thursday, July 31st, the SAGE group is having sort of a first annual elder and youth barbecue, and it's up top on the rooftop deck. They call it the Richard M. Daley rooftop deck, and it's going to be a potluck thing. And they're starting to expand their programs so much. It's been a program that's been around for a long time, but now it has a presence at the Center on Halstead.
Yeah.
But I really hope that anybody out there listening who's interested can actually make it out there.
Is it for young people and for older people?
Yeah,
or
it's billed as the first annual elder and youth barbecue. So it is
How pretty cool. Much
for anybody. Well, it's not exclusive, right? It's
right.
all inclusive. And she kept stressing the fact that more women need to come.
Okay.
That, you know, elderly gay boys are good about getting together.
Right.
You know, and maybe elderly lesbians
not so much. The women are isolating, possibly,
they're very
if
isolated.
They're not.
Yeah, and she goes
either
into,
alone or in partnership.
Yeah, and she goes into a bunch of wonderful detail in the interview. So that's who we've got coming up on the show a little later on. We've got Serena there. We've got Jerry Potter's hanging out with us and giving
us
his picks.
We've got lots of news. Mm-hmm. And once again, teasing you to next week to tune in. Peter's in London. I'm in the States. And we will be bringing you Windy City Queercast Intimate Portraits.
Mm-hmm.
First one, early show of the week, will be with me, Amy Matheny. Peter interviewing me for the entire podcast. And the latter show of the week will be me interviewing Peter. So it'll be all about Peter Maverick. So please tune into that. And I do want to tell you about one special thing that we are promoting with Windy City Times. And that is our Windy City Times theater series. And you know that Peter and I really support the arts. We really support theater. We try to go out and see shows all the time. And you hear them advertising on our show. Well, a great way in the 07-08 season, starting in September, we are going to see 8 shows. It's $250. That's it.
It's a steal.
For all
folks.
8 shows. And the season is amazing. There'll be more information. You could probably see a banner on our website pretty soon, but also at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. WindyCityMediaGroup.com. www.wendycitytimes.com for our Windy City Times Theater series. There'll be details, or pick up Windy City Times if you're in the Chicago area, because you probably kind of need to be if you're going to go to shows with us. But we go to about a show every 6 weeks, and everything, we're going to Phantom of the Opera this year on Halloween night. We're seeing The Little Dog Laughed, the big hit comedy about the closeted movie star and his agent and his hustler boyfriend. It's fresh off Broadway. We're going to see the musical Jekyll and Hyde. We're going to see this prep school boy scandal play at Main Stage Steppenwolf called Good Boys and True. It's a fantastic season. So subscribe. We only have 100 subscriptions, but it's a great social thing, an arts thing. And Stoli and Sidetrack are sponsoring it with pre-parties at a few of the shows and some post-parties also at Sidetrack. So it's a good way for you and your partner to come out and see theater. If you're a theater lover and you want to meet people, it's a great social networking
event. And it's never too early to buy people Christmas presents.
Or birthday presents.
That would be a fantastic. I would bend over backwards or forwards for you if you got me that for Christmas.
That's a great gift. But don't wait till Christmas. You got to buy it now. All subscriptions are on sale. And we will probably be sold out pretty quickly here in the next few weeks. So WindyCityMediaGroup.com and click on the Windy City Times Theater series. Join us for that. So stay tuned. We've got Serena from Sage, the news, Jerry Potter, and all this on the Windy City Queercast.
The overture begins. The music swells. You're swept away to the Piazza Michelangelo to discover the light in the piazza. Broadway's most romantic new musical in years, and the winner of 6 2005 Tony Awards. As if by fate, a sudden gust of wind blows the hat from a beautiful young woman into the grasp of a handsome young Italian, and it begins. The passion, the romance, Broadway's ultimate love story, The Light in the Piazza. Critics have hailed it a must-see, a consummate work of beauty, with the most romantic score of any Broadway musical since West Side Story. It won the critics. It won the Tonys. Now let it win your heart. The Light in the Piazza.
This romantic new musical is now playing at the Auditorium Theater through July 22nd. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk, or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having coffee.
Tirelessly you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob, all in spectacular shades of green.
Green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest with a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker, because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative. Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of July 9th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Now on stage at Victory Gardens Biograph is acclaimed lesbian playwright Claudia Allen's I Sailed with Magellan, adapted from Chicago author Stuart Dybbuk's provocative novel. Breathe deep, look, and listen as Allen transforms from page to stage Dybbuk's memories of Chicago's backstreets circa 1950. Passionate, poetic, profane, and powerful. For tickets to I Sailed with Magellan, call 773-871-3000 or go to victorygardens.org.
Hey, pigs! The love goddess Judy Tenuta is coming to Chicago one night only, July 28th at the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway. Buy your tickets now for either the 7 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. show on July 28th. It's only one night, folks. The love goddess will delight, play accordion, and make you a slave to her world. For tickets to Judy Tenuta, call 773-472-3492 or visit lakeshoretheater.com.
Looking Glass Alice is playing now at its its home at Looking Glass Theatre Company and the Water Tower Waterworks after an East Coast tour. Adapted by David Catlin from Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Looking Glass Alice is an acrobatic and dizzyingly playful show for all ages. Variety called it extraordinary. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheatre.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com. And this is your Windy City Careercast News. In California, a jury awarded $6.2 million to a Los Angeles Fire Department firefighter who claimed she was harassed because she is black and lesbian. Brenda Lee said that her superiors made disrespectful comments and forced her to unsafely undergo very tough drills because of her sexual orientation and ethnicity.
In Florida, Bill Smatt, who raised a controversial banner in his lot that reads, "God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve," has filed papers to run for mayor of Miami Beach in November. I don't know how
good
that's
going
to go over. Several gay rights groups, as well as some of Smatt's neighbors, have complained to City Hall about the banner. Smatt has said that if elected, he will abolish the city's domestic partner registry in Miami.
Maybe I should try farther north in Florida. Yeah. Maryland State Board of Education will allow public schools in Montgomery County to teach GLBT inclusive sex education courses in the upcoming school year.
Yay.
Three conservative organizations, Citizens for a Responsible Curriculum, Parents and Friends of Gays and Ex-Gays, and Family Leader Network challenged the curriculum, but state officials said that their arguments were baseless.
Hate crime survivor David Richeson recently jumped to his death from a Carnival cruise ship's upper deck while in the Gulf of Mexico. Last year, the teenage Richeson was hit and sexually assaulted with a patio umbrella pole. Subsequently, he went through more than two dozen operations and used a colostomy bag. Two men were found guilty of aggravated sexual assault.
Shirley Phelps Roper, the daughter of anti-gay Kansas minister Reverend Fred Phelps, has been formally charged with negligent child abuse, flag mutilation, and disturbing the peace after letting her 10-year-old son stomp on a U.S. flag during a military funeral. Phelps Roper insisted that the U.S. Constitution protects what her son did.
Which part? In Florida, four members of a Georgia evangelical group were arrested at St. Petersburg's parade celebrations. They were cuffed because they went beyond the free speech zone established a block from the festival. The Pride Festival, which was the city's fifth, has become St. Petersburg's largest cultural event.
The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, has called on Fox News to apologize for what the organization calls a sensational, irresponsible report. The O'Reilly Factor, crime analyst Rod Wheeler, talked about what he called a national epidemic of lesbian gangs that attack young girls, with Wheeler saying there are more than 150 such gangs in the Washington, D.C. area alone. Gaithersburg, Maryland Detective Patrick Word told the Southern Poverty Law Center intelligence report that there is no evidence whatsoever of a lesbian gang epidemic in this region.
Oh my. John Travolta has struck back at gays who have criticized him for taking the cross-dressing role of Edna Turnblad in the upcoming movie Hairspray. Critics have said that Travolta's religion, Scientology, has an anti-gay stance. However, the actor, who himself has been the subject of gay rumors for years, has said, quote, "Scientology is not homophobic in any way. In fact, it's one of the more tolerant faiths. Anyone's accepted if you got the money."
If you got the money.
If you got the money.
And you need to be hidden.
Basically.
From the big bad world. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hi, this is Candace Kane, and I'd like to say gorgeous, and thanks a lot for listening to Windy City Queercast.
And folks, we are back. I am very fortunate to be sitting here with Serena Worthington, the director of the Sage Group here at the Center on Halsted, hanging out right on Halsted in the Queerberhood and the Gayberhood and the Nellieberhood right here in Lakeview. Serena, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so pleased to have found this group. I was actually searching around online. I was like, oh, the Center on Halsted is finally open. There's a lot more information now. I can go in there. And I saw the Sage Group. And tell us what Sage stands for and what Sage means.
Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Elders. So that spells S-A-G-E if you write it down.
S-A-G-E right across the board. So I guess elderly support for the queer community. I like the word queer. I just throw that around because I like
fine.
It's so nice and inclusive. It's kind of lacking in many ways. Was that why you formed the group or how the group came together? Or tell us a little bit how you got started.
Thanks for asking that. It predates me a lot. There was an older adult program that existed with what was then Horizons, and it's been in existence for about 10 years. We have recently aligned with Sage New York, which is a national organization that does the same kind of work in New York and then also L.A., Milwaukee, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
As we moved into this space, the programming is really developing, but you know, we now we have dedicated program space. Mm-hmm. We have the 65,000 square foot center, so there's a lot more going on.
Mm-hmm. So I guess what are some of the goals specifically? Because I know you say services and advocacy, but mm-hmm. can you flesh that out a little bit more? Can you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
I'll give you kind of the like program description.
Sure, absolutely.
So it might sound
that's
a little
where we're
road,
going. No,
but,
that's where we're going.
So in collaboration with an elder advisory board mm-hmm. And the participants who are not on the board, we're developing even more programs that meet the needs and provide opportunities for civic engagement for LGBT elders. So we don't see them as just a simply needy community. It's mm-hmm. somebody that we're collaborating with, aligning with to form to inform the program direction. At this point, there is, I hope you can edit out the ums and ahs. But,
no, this it's a live, I'm going to okay. Say hoo-ha, you know.
Okay. At this point, it's a program driven by a holistic wellness model, so we're looking to meet people's interests in mm-hmm. physical fitness, intellectual stimulation, education, social outings,
networking.
Spirituality, networking. And to that end, we have a variety of groups and programs. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, like just a drop-in, casual, come meet people. There's more formal things like an educational workshop. There is, starting in the fall, focus support groups.
Nice.
That'll be driven by what the main interests are, but some topics that have come up are maybe HIV and aging, LGBT loss, cancer support, late life coming out. And then in addition to those kind of that holistic wellness model, we have a couple of new initiatives. One is a friendly visitor program mm-hmm. to people who are living either in long-term care, assisted living, retirement living, or in the community who are isolated. And then the other new initiative is a roommate matching program, which would match people up who find themselves unable to stay in their home for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They've lost somebody or they're suddenly disabled and don't have the same income, and matching people together so that everybody... So those two people have the opportunity to stay mm-hmm. independent in the community, which is often people's goals before yeah. moving into long-term care.
Absolutely. So from the access standpoint, I guess how does someone from the elderly community first find you? And then we'll talk more about the other involvement by the other facets of the community, right, because the age continuum. But how does someone get access to the services, or how do they find out information, or where can they go? Can they call a phone number? Can they go to a website? Or what's the best channel to start with?
We do have a program information line. It's 773-472-6469, extension 444. And that's our monthly calendar, just available to listen. You can also leave a message and get a reply. People can call me directly. My work phone number is 773-472-6469, extension 160. We also have an LGBT hotline that's available 24 hours a day. I don't know the number.
Oh, that's okay. We will put that in the show notes. That's the beautiful thing about having a podcast.
So you can call and get any kind of referral through the LGBT hotline. We do put our calendar out there via the queer press. Mm-hmm. When we have special events, it's going into the mainstream press. I'm email blasting any group that will let me join. Women of the Western Suburbs, Shy mm-hmm. Girls, Primetimers has been working with us to help promote us a little bit. They put us in their newsletter. That's a gay social organization for men. And their admirers, over 50.
Excellent. So when, how do I want to say this? I guess the presence at the center in Halsted, was it just natural that you would come and work in here? Or was there any, like, because I can only imagine that there were, like, thousands of services that wanted to be housed here and that everybody wouldn't fit. Or how did you
it
get hooked up with the center?
It was already an existing program. We already had older adult program.
Through the Horizons, with Horizons.
Through Horizons is a... It was a 30-year-old agency that had a youth program and then also these mental health programs, and it had this older adult program. So based on that, the current incarnation was born. There's a lot of need, and that's been demonstrated through a variety of studies, some of which the Center on Halsted has participated in. And then there was also just a lot of interest on the individual and on the group level in having something that was that could fill this dedicated program space. So I'll show, you know, we have this 3,000 square foot space. It's right in front. It's filled with light. And it's a living room style setting. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of comfy furniture and a big screen TV. It's a really fun place to be. So it's really like a tipping point of things. You know, we had the building. We had some interested donors. We had the need, and then, you know.
And then this beautiful thing sprang right. up, and then boom, yeah. you're part of it. What draws you to this kind of work? Because not that it's necessarily hard work, but why is your passion with this group? Why do you find yourself working with this group?
That's a kind of fun and more personal question, but I'm happy to answer it.
Please.
I worked in long-term care, and I actually answered a question that my boss gave me for my review. What were 10 things that would have to change for you to live in this long-term care facility?
Wow.
And I sat down, and I was like, well, I would need strong coffee, the New York Times, and it would have to be a queer, positive environment, mm-hmm. not just tolerant, not, you know, like, oh, it's okay if you're queer, it's okay if you're LGBT, but like full-on programming for me
yeah.
that really was super welcoming. And I really thought about how far my own excellent organization would have to go to be that affirming. And it really made me think, multiply this organization times all these nursing homes and assisted living and retirement facilities across the city and the country. And I thought, there's a lot of LGBT people living in long-term care, in the closet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, especially when you're getting into the lifespan of much older, you know, that people that would qualify, you know, that would need a long-term care. And I really just, like, it just really got me, like, how could you have your life and not be able to tell, even in the most casual way, mm-hmm. tell people, you know, about who you loved and what mm-hmm. you did? And it just was kind of overwhelming. And that was my epiphany. And I was like, I'm going to work with LGBT elders. And I just got busy looking if there were jobs. And lo and behold, I got the job.
And then the angels go, woo, right. there it is.
And really, thanks to everyone involved.
So here, there's a wonderful PDF that I downloaded from the Center on Halsted website, where I encourage everybody to go for lots of great information, centeronhalsted.org. But you also have a bunch of events coming up. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things, because this calendar looks fairly packed, and you have some special events, and you also have some regular goings on.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the featured ones first.
Thanks for the plug. Featured events, we have our first annual Elder Youth Barbecue, which is a joint effort with Horizons Youth and the SAGE program. It's being planned and executed in, you know, with members of both groups. Just an occasion to have some food on our beautiful Richard M. Daley rooftop deck, hang out, get to know each other. They're planning some activities. Mm-hmm. And from that, we believe that people will develop an interest in doing more. We didn't want to dictate what that was going to look like, mm-hmm. so we really are just interested in what organically comes out of that. Some other really fun programs is we're having a women's mixer. That's free Friday the 27th from 5:30 to 7:30. So come on by after work, have a cocktail, have a Coke, meet some people your age. You know, I hear that complaint all the time. Where are the women my age? I'm like, well, they're here.
they're going to
be here on Friday the 27th. Bring
of
your
July.
Friends of July. So those are some of the really big special events. Ongoing, we have a weekly drop-in from 12 to 3 every week. And that's on Tuesday afternoons. And then on Thursday, every other week, we have Hot Topics for Lesbians and Bisexual Women. And that's from 1 to 3. And check the calendar for the every other week thing. But this month, it was today. And the next one will be July 26th. We also have free computer classes that are ongoing that start from very, very basic. This is a computer. This is software. This is hardware. To people who have some more competency but are looking for new skills.
And that's the beautiful computer
our
facility.
Fabulous.
I just
Cyber
walked past
Center,
it.
Which is also free and open to the public.
Almost broke my neck coming up the stairs, like, wow, look at all that. Yeah.
And building,
I'm a geek, so yeah.
The whole building is Wi-Fi, so
oh,
there's all these nice little conversation areas where you can come and hang out and use your computer and
beautiful.
You know, watch the world go by on Halsted. So those are just a few things, and that's really where we're starting, and then we'll add these initiatives that I mentioned, focus support groups, educational forums, the friendly visitor and roommate matching as we go, and then also anything else that's really driven by the Elder Advisory Board.
So what would you like to say to people who maybe have a little bit of apprehension to come here, or maybe who are a little nervous or a
yeah.
little scared, or who are a little blocked? What would be your warm welcome to them, or what would be your inviting words?
Well, it's a beautiful space with some really, really friendly people who want to meet you. And it's also a point of connection. You can do these social things. You can do these educational things. You can find out more about the Center on Halsted in general, but also connect with the larger community. You know, we have a lot of community partners here. There's so much going on, you would really, really be surprised. If you're someone who is just newly coming out, you're going to be welcome. If you're someone who's been out your whole life, you're going to be welcome. We're really looking to increase the participation of women, so really come on down. So I guess that's what I would say. I would like to add, if mm-hmm. I can use my little pulpit for a minute.
Stand up and deliver.
there's a lot of misconceptions about aging in the LGBT community.
Absolutely.
And I would like to break a couple down right now. One is that there's a rich population, double income, no kids. That is the most muscular myth, and let's just bury it today, like mm-hmm. the NAACP just buried the N-word. Put it to rest, because it's not true statistically. And for all the reasons you can imagine, discrimination in jobs, lack of access to spousal benefits.
Absolutely.
But some other things you may not be thinking of, which are that LGBT members are often caretakers in their family at the expense of their own retirement savings, their mm-hmm. own career advancement.
Oh, you don't have a family, so you can take care of them.
Right. Often they end up being the people who are taking care. So I think a lot of people out there listening right now might know somebody who's doing the caretaking, and that's multiply that by a lot, and you've got a population whose resources are being drained. Mm-hmm. And also just older people in general, like the mainstream population, have less regular income. Mm-hmm. So if you're on fixed income, even if you had a high income, it's now fixed. So, you know, put that whole myth to bed. But also, statistically, LGBT elders are more likely to be unpartnered and more likely to be caretaking. So you have a lot of people who are working very hard for the people they love, but kind of in isolation. So we're really working hard to bring people together and to support the work people are doing in their own smaller communities.
So it sounds like a lot of the programs still, because they're getting formed and the center is so new, even though the programming is old, or has been in existence for a long time. It seems to be there's going to be a very organic flow, that it's going to build itself and ring around.
Yeah.
And if folks, if you haven't been here, if it's been a long time since you've been in the city and you're in the far suburbs, or even if you're not in Illinois and you're passing through, I cannot recommend enough that you stop in here. This is an incredibly beautiful facility. We are so blessed to have it right in our area. And Serena, I want to thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
My pleasure. And I hope that we'll have you back again, and I hope that for all of you listening, we would love to bring you more information about what's going on at the Center on Halsted. Give us some feedback, please. We're always looking for feedback on things that you want to hear about. That's what we're here. We're a community. We're trying to build more community by doing all this. So, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.